Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Let's begin, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Shall we?
I am alive. Chase is also here. Chase is also alive.
Barely.
And Luke is here and alive and focusing the camera on our beautiful faces currently.
PSO's back, baby.
That's what we said a month ago.
How many times have we almost died? A shit ton. But guess what? We're still kicking, baby.
Nobody's
We're like
got...
herpes. We go away for a couple months, and then we come right back. Full force. Warts all over the pain. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
PSO, the herpes of sports entertainment.
Nobody's got COVID since we last seen you. That's
surprising. You almost did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you guys had the whole house shut down, remember?
Oh, well, none of them had it.
I know.
They were all sick, though.
Yeah.
That was rough.
I had a couple pregnancy scares, but we were good since then.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm just fucking with it.
Kiwi almost got pregnant? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That thing would be all messed up.
I'm not saying... I'm not saying with your kid.
Oh. Well, she can't be pregnant.
Oh.
She's a dog. Or she has a fucking... She had her fucking uterus ripped
dogs
out.
Dogs can't be pregnant?
No, dogs don't get pregnant.
Dogs?
Just like girls don't poop.
Dogs lay eggs.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
All right, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PSO Sports 1 and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch. We don't get on Twitch. PSO Caleb on Twitch.
He does. Yeah.
We're on there a lot. I'm on there a lot.
By
Chase,
yourself.
Chase comes in and talks shit sometimes and then leaves.
That's what happens,
yeah,
man.
It's basically just a stream of me talking to myself. And listening to the Patterson brothers
yell
at each other. So if you have any interest in that, you know, stop on by. So it's been a while.
Long while.
We're going to talk about some basketball, obviously. And then we're going to talk about football.
Bang.
We haven't talked about football at all.
At all. We didn't get to do our division previews this year.
Not 1 second of football.
That's like the only thing I have to do.
What?
I make those division previews every year.
Well, we could have still done it. We could have
just
acted like we
didn't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
Just like we didn't. We're not going to do probably the top 20 NBA players.
Why not? Maybe not this year.
Yeah, because it's
there's
too short,
no layoff.
Man. Yeah, it's too short.
We're going to dive right into. I think the draft's in November. I think.
No shit, I didn't know that.
The draft is like soon.
And then they're going to start back around Christmas.
It's in January.
Oh,
that's what they pushed it to. Yeah.
You're going to have Christmas Day basketball.
Not this year.
That's stupid.
Dude, they're going to have like a month off.
Not a fan, man. Not a fan.
Yell at COVID.
Half those teams didn't even play.
That's true.
And most of them got bounced in the first round anyway.
Some of them are practicing now. Klay Thompson's back on the court.
Damn, those rookies are going to be fucking rusty.
Yeah.
You didn't play an entire year, and then you're going to be able, you're just going to get drafted, and a month later, you're fucking playing in the NBA. No preseason either, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I don't think they've said that
yet. Nobody even talks about NBA preseason. Yeah, but
nobody
it is
likes
a thing.
I think they only do like four
no
games.
No summer
anyway,
league.
So
summer league's big
damn,
for.
I love summer league
summer
too.
Summer league's big for getting those players like Mitchell Robinson, Jaylen Brown. That's how these guys got going.
They'll probably do something, right?
I don't know.
After
a rookie showcase or some
rookie mini camp or something. I don't know. They'll probably do something.
They'll figure out.
Because that is a lot of guys that, like, look for opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, there's a shitload of people
that play
in that
summer league. That's how some people get fucking on teams.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Literally. I'm sure, like, Duncan Robinson probably attributed from the fact that he got to do summer league. And,
yeah. Yeah, know. We're going to talk about that guy a lot in this podcast. Okay. So we have the NBA Finals. Chase isn't pleased with it.
No.
I mean, I'd be happier with it if it was the Celtics.
But yeah, but I definitely watch it a lot more, but I probably won't watch the lick of it, not going to lie. I'll keep up with the updates.
Stop it.
I'm done with it. Don't care.
I hate this. I hate that you do this. It's the NBA Finals.
Okay. It's going to be a done in five.
So?
That's boring. It's
still important.
It's stupid.
It's a chapter in the history books.
It's a chapter that's already written.
Heat versus Lakers.
I like interesting shit. This isn't interesting.
What if the Heat win a couple games?
The Heat win, this will be the biggest upset since...
I said a couple games.
A couple games? Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Well, I'm saying, what if the Heat... What if it's 2-2? You still not going to watch?
I'll probably watch 2-2.
Come on.
I'll watch 2-2, but guess what? If it's going to be anything, it's going to be like when the Bulls played the fucking Sonics that one year, and everybody's like, oh, look at the Sonics coming back. They won two games. And it's like, yeah, guess what? We don't talk about how the Sonics were any fucking worth a shit. Nobody cares.
It's Heat versus Lakers.
It's going to be done in five.
The Heat won against the Celtics in six games. Now, I said, what did I say? I said, who did the Celts play?
The Raptors.
So I said the Raptors are going to win in six. The Celts won in seven. Yeah, Celts won in seven. Obviously, it's undocumented, but I did say the Heat were going to win in six. I mean, you could call me a liar. There's no proof. There's no proof of it at all.
I said Heat in seven.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think there's proof of that, actually. But.
Lakers Nuggets, that was a quick one. That was over in five. The Nuggets were fun to watch this year. They
probably saved Mike Malone's job.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Because there was a lot of fucking rumors that he was going to be out, especially when they were down 3-1.
They took... Which time?
Yeah, well, the second time, I guess.
They took out the Clippers, man. They took out the Clippers in seven games, came back from 3-1.
Sad.
That team was bad.
Very bad.
That team was in shambles, man.
It was just shit. It was horrible.
That team was in shambles, and then you combine that with the red-hot hand of Jamal Murray, who we might have to have a conversation about here coming soon.
Top
and
20.
Nikola Jokic, who, I mean, if you're still sleeping on Nikola Jokic at this point, I don't know what to tell you.
Still sleeping on him.
Guy's a beast, man.
He's amazing.
He's
great
a beast.
Player.
He runs that team.
Can't build around him.
They did.
You can't have a winning team with him.
Why not?
You can't win an NBA championship with the
They were a top four team.
Can't do it. He can be your second best player.
They ran into LeBron.
He can't. Yeah. And well, that's going to happen every year. You're going to run into
LeBron.
They
took out Kawhi and PG.
Cool. You got one of them. You got to get all of them. You know? That's the point. LeBron can run through Damian Lillard, Paul George, Jokic.
LeBron's the second best player of all time.
Well, guess what? Who else can do it on the other freaking side? Jimmy can do it. You know, there's other guys that
can do it. He didn't play LeBron.
Jimmy ran through the East.
Yeah.
It's fine.
There's nobody close to LeBron in the East.
Oh, man. Giannis.
That team sucks.
That was horrible.
I'm sorry, they don't suck, but...
They do suck.
I don't know what the hell is going on with the Bucks.
You can't win a championship with Jokic. You can't.
We'll see. We'll
it.
See when LeBron gets out of the way.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when LeBron goes to Denver or something. I was
No. I don't think LeBron changes teams again. But they had
Yeah, guess who that's going to be? It's going to be Luka's team or Luka's fucking conference.
That's going to be good.
If they had any relevant guys coming off the bench, like they have a good team around them, Dallas and Porzingis, they'd be fine.
This was a weird year.
Very weird.
There's not a lot of years where
great games though. Great games, great series.
It was like the first time in like a long while that the 1 and 2 seeds didn't play for the Western Conference conference titles.
I mean, think about it. It's been Golden State and Cleveland. You know,
yeah,
for a majority of it. And then Toronto last year was, a 1 seed or a 2 seed or some shit?
Toronto was the 2, right?
Yeah.
Or were they the 1? No, they were the 2 because the Bucks were the 1, I believe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
Milwaukee's back-to-back.
But the Celts were the 3, the Heat were the 5, and then the Lakers were the 1, but the Nuggets were also the 5?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Nuggets beat the Clippers. Clippers let down. They fired Doc Rivers today. Wow.
See you, Doc.
That's huge. There's been, I think, I see I'm right on this off the top of my head. There's been like 13 3-1 comebacks, and Doc's been on the losing end of three
of
them.
Yeah, because they were up 3-1 against Miami with the big three year, like big three for Miami and big three for Boston. Remember that?
the game six and
yeah. Oh no, they're up 3-2. They're up 3-2 then the series. Never mind, I'm wrong about that.
I don't know when the times are.
He has
but
blown it. I think it was when he was with a different team.
He's blown three of them, and that's actually amazing.
That's sad.
And then the Nuggets.
He's the Kyle Shanahan of
the Nuggets
NBA coaches.
Came back from two of them in one season.
Yeah, guess what? I don't give a shit.
What a weird year.
Didn't go anywhere.
They did, though. They went to the conference
finals.
This
is the same thing you're giving me about Portland last year.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Portland made it to the Western. Who gives a shit?
They're good, though.
Nobody's going to know. But what, you're going to be another Melo. Congratulations.
You can't discount
You're going to be that team that it's like, yeah, remember how good freaking Toronto was with, or not Toronto. Who am I thinking of? Atlanta was with Jeff Teague, Al Horford. They were a one seed over the big three. Guess what? Who gives a shit? Nobody cares 5 years down the road because they didn't win anything.
I don't know,
Nobody's
going
to care about Dame. Nobody's going to care about Jokic.
Listen.
They didn't win. I don't care.
Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
If he becomes a problem, then the Nuggets are going to be a problem.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Mike Malone's.
The Nuggets are good.
How do you go?
I don't know if you win a championship. You keep running into LeBron. It's only going to get harder. The Clippers are only going to have more chemistry if they don't fucking blow up in a year.
We're going to take it.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. I'm not saying it's not hard. It's hard for everybody except LeBron James, apparently.
Yeah.
The Lakers. The Lakers tore apart the Rockets. Then they tore apart the Nuggets. In game five of the Lakers-Nuggets series, LeBron was just pristine. Playoff, you're not going to stop me. I'm going
to
do whatever the fuck I want.
Is this his easiest road to the finals?
Yeah.
Without a doubt, right?
It has to be.
Because I cannot think of an easier couple series that he's had.
And this is kind of what I, like, when we came back from COVID, this is kind of what I expected to happen. Like,
yeah.
LeBron Especially and AD whenever, just it, taking over.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Dallas and the Clippers on one side of the bracket.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, both teams would have been, I think, would have given more of a fight than, you know, Denver. Or,
you think? I think Denver was better than the Clippers.
No, I'm talking about Dallas. Dallas could give more of a fight than Denver could have. Or maybe be a little tougher in Houston. Houston, I mean, yeah.
Houston's Houston.
Yeah,
it's the same thing every year. It doesn't matter who's on the team.
But if Dallas upset the Lakers, I wouldn't have been that surprised.
Oh, I would have.
I wouldn't have been.
Dallas doesn't have any. They don't have enough guys. Yeah, and then they have Porzingis.
That's damn sure. Yeah, Porzingis got hurt too, but.
I think Dallas is very close. I really do. They got to get more guys.
Their bench is just rough.
Because Luka is still very young. Now, granted, he's
start down or starting Boban more. Then they'll be good.
Jesus,
he put a show on for the playoffs for a couple games.
Boban cannot start, or he will die.
That's where Urang came from.
He'll die.
He started.
Okay,
and he had like 17 and 20.
If he plays like 17 minutes. Then I don't care what point in the game he comes in.
Boban had a better playoffs than Paul George did. And I fucking stand by
it. Than playoff
I
P?
I was more trusting of playoff B than playoff P. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, they need a couple guys. They need some guys. But Lakers Nuggets, it was a short one. The Nuggets, they played them close. They really did play them close. The game where Anthony Davis hit that game winner.
Oh, that was nuts.
I thought they were going to win that game. I thought the Nuggets had it.
I thought they had it, too.
And then Anthony Davis
just walking off.
Hits a game-winning three. And you're just like,
this is going to be his league. It's going to go into a transition thing where it's just AD.
I don't think that.
AD's
maybe after
top.
The championship. Well, I'm giving you a little preview. I think the Lakers are going to win the title.
I can tell you that, too. And I won't watch any of the games, especially when they're up 3-0.
It's so lame, dude.
It's boring.
This is what I live for.
This is poop.
No, it's
not.
This
is the worst possible finals we could have got.
This is going to be LeBron's fifth, right? Fourth ship? Yeah, it's his fourth, right?
Yeah. Quad?
Two with the Heat and one with the Cavs. So this could potentially be LeBron's fourth championship.
Okay.
He's just putting it on the resume, you know?
Easy cakewalk finals. It's okay.
It doesn't matter, though. Nobody holds that against anybody else.
If this was the 90s and it was that Portland-Chicago series, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck about this. This is over.
Well, you suck.
This is done. And guess what? I'd be 100% right. All
right.
That's how this is going to be. We're going to look back on it and be like, this is one of the worst fucking finals that we've ever watched.
Well, you don't have to be so negative, Chase.
I'm just being honest.
You're really bumming
saying,
me out, okay?
I'm saying right now.
I'm excited to watch the NBA Finals.
Right now.
And you're ruining it for me.
Give me 2 months from now, we're going to be like, God, remember when we were pumped for Heat versus Lakers and that shit sucked? That's what this is going
to
be.
Okay. We'll get to that in a sec. Let's talk a little bit about the Celts. Tore past Toronto. Not really. It was a very hard-fought series. I'm actually shocked they came out with it.
Come on, Taco. You got to start guarding inbound passes. It would have been a lot easier.
The Heat cleaned the Bucks. Like, that wasn't even a series. The Bucks won their only game. Giannis, like, missed the fourth quarter.
Giannis also missed the last game.
Yeah. Wait, he did?
He fucked up his ankle. Yeah, he didn't play.
He didn't play at all?
It was Chris Middleton.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
It was so bad.
Yeah, so the Bucks didn't even put up a fight. Heat Celts. Very frustrating series for me. I want to give you, you can shit on me right now. I give you 45 seconds for not doing a solo pod. Go ahead.
Yeah, what the hell's going on here? We got people, now, granted, we've all been putting our asses like to work for this podcast, working our asses off. But the one person that always gets on our ass saying we don't do a lot, which is respectable to some extent. You know, I like when you jump on me and be like, hey, you got to start doing some more shit for the pod because you're right. Well, guess what? I'm putting my ass out there in the pod, doing solo pods, talking to myself in the basement, waking up Gary at 10:30 at night after a fucking big-ass playoff game just to get content for PSO, and you didn't do shit! Nick Patterson is toking it up in his trailer, and he even did a baseball pod. Come on, man. That's it. That's all I had. All
right, so I was going to do a solo pod after game three? One of the games. It was after one of the Heat Celts games.
He's going to do a solo pod when we're going to get that W9.
And I was very angry. I flipped on the mic. I was just blabbing.
You were being mean?
I was just blabbing.
Oh,
I was just,
shit.
There was no ifs, ands, or buts about
it. You just ranting?
Like 5 minutes in, I was like, there's no way I could post this.
No.
It's just a rant. So I was like, I'm going to shut off the mic.
That's what mine was, too.
I'm going to channel my thoughts, and I just never did it. But this is a very frustrating series for me. The Celts didn't take care of the ball.
Oh.
And when you run up against a team like the Miami Heat, who are every guy they put on the floor is just a beast. Every single guy they put on the floor does something extremely
fucking
well.
Fucking dogs.
They're just a very tight-knit Heat culture.
People might get pissed at me for saying this, but they kind of remind me like that, like 2004, like Pistons team.
Yeah.
How they just have like Rasheed Wallace and Chaunce, just guys that like, you know, if they're on like a different team, you're kind of like, okay, you know, they're good players, but they're nothing crazy. But if they're all together, you're like, damn, dude, these guys just mold well.
Yeah.
You know, Bam, Hero, Duncan, Jimmy, you know, it just works.
So the Celtics went down 2-0, obviously, or 0-2. And here's why. First game they actually won the turnover battle.
And oh, my God. That's
second
crazy.
Game, 20 turnovers to 9. Let's see, third game they won. They 14 turnovers to 13, so they had more turnovers. Fifth game, I think it was the other 20 turnover game. Yep, 20 turnovers. They won the second game they won. They had 11 turnovers. Jeez. They were so careless with the ball the whole series. And, like, they'd be in the end of games.
They were having problems in Toronto doing that, too. But they're getting
100%.
Away with it.
But I feel like Toronto and the Heat are similar because they're both two awesome defensive teams.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fuck up, they are going to capitalize on your fuck-ups.
I think Toronto's more dangerous than Miami.
I don't know.
It took Van Fleet sucking ass for...
Yeah, but they got past him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But Van Fleet was bad the whole series.
And it's just like, at the end of games, they were in every game. Every single game was a one-possession game except the last game.
Honestly, like, most of the time they had a lead going in the fourth, too, and they blew it.
The last game they had a 6-point lead in the fourth.
Yeah, it just seemed like every game they had a lead in the fourth, and they blew it.
And they'd get down to the last few minutes, like the last 5 minutes, and they just go cold because they just wouldn't run anything. They're not running anything. It's just iso ball. It's Kemba Walker trying to force a step back. It's Jason Tatum trying to do, you know, get to the rim, force a step back, whatever. And I'm not one to question President Brad, but, like, what are we doing? Like, let's run something. Let's run an action. Let's run a play. Well, there's so much talent on this floor that there's no reason for you to go cold for the last 5 minutes of every game, because half the time they were only scoring when they got to the free throw line.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's playoff basketball. It's physical. It's hard. And that's how it happens sometimes, especially in these series that go late, that's 6 and 7 games. You're going to go cold. It's going to be grimy. It's going to be hard fought. But it's just super frustrating to watch them just throw the ball away. And
they're very, yeah, they're extremely careless. It's,
and the Heat were playing a zone, and I feel like they didn't figure out the zone for like more than like 4 quarters of the whole series.
Yeah.
Like, they had such trouble with the zone the first 4 games. It was just kind of too late. And it's a credit to the Heat because they're very good. And like I said, everyone they put on the floor is, they're just
super talented.
They're dogs, man. And you got Tyler Hero just, you know, game. I'm getting
lost
in
games. Did you see
that
Duncan Robinson stat?
What?
The fucking crazy one that I was talking about. He had, what was it, 658 shots or something like that, and over 600 of them were threes.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. 600 of his 658 shots were threes. And I was like, what? That dude's just majority just chucking up.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that dude is so dangerous. Like, I compare him to Klay Thompson. Like,
oh, yeah.
Once the ball's in his hands, it's going up. A huge threat. Tyler Hero put up 37, I think it was game 5.
He was
5.
A real, yeah, a real stone-cold killer.
Just an animal. That kid is 20. I don't know if you heard that on the broadcast. I said it a few times.
That guy's going
to
be...
just like how Fitzpatrick goes to Harvard. Tyler Hero is 20 years old.
Some things that need to be said,
yeah,
every single time.
Yeah. And he was an animal. Jimmy Butler was great. Dragic.
Yeah.
That guy was balling, bro.
I was really surprised, too, because none was better than him during the regular season.
He's not playing.
Yeah.
They're not playing him.
Yeah, they're not playing him at all.
That's how deep they are.
Gorn's been going, yeah, Gorn's been doing good. He's also, I loved what Gorn would do for that offense, because you'd get, like, these possessions where Duncan and Hero would, like, force some shots sometimes, some threes, and then you get a Gorn Dragic just, like, running layup just to get the offense going again.
Yeah.
Like, he would drive to the paint and either dish it or he would hit that little floater. Like, Gorn was facilitating that offense,
yep,
and doing a lot more than I think people really saw him do.
And Andre Iguodala.
Oh, yeah.
The Iggy's last game, I think he had, I don't know what he had. It was a season high in points.
Remember,
so
everybody was talking shit on freaking him not wanting to play for Memphis, and they're like, oh, yeah, Miami's not even going to be that good. Look at this now. He's going to the fucking finals.
Sixth straight finals?
And John Morant and Jaren Jackson ain't doing shit. They're in eight. Or they didn't even make the fucking playoffs. Missed the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, Jaren Jackson got hurt,
yeah,
so that didn't help. Yeah. But, yeah, 6 straight finals for Iggy, right?
Mm-hmm.
6. And I think we're leaving out the Heat's best player here.
Jamie?
Bam Adebayo.
Oh, Bam. Yeah, Bam had a career high.
Bam Adebayo went bonkers in this series.
32 and 15 or some shit in the last game.
Bam Adebayo is awesome, bro. He can guard every position. He can take the ball at the court. Man. He's the best defender on the floor more times than not. He can guard your point guard. You'd get Kemba switched onto him, and Kemba couldn't get past him. He's an animal, and his lateral quickness is great.
He literally blocked for a win.
Oh, my God, bro.
His hand was bent all the way back.
Talk about one of the craziest blocks I've ever seen in my life.
That might have been the greatest block in NBA playoff history.
I don't even understand how it happened.
I don't understand how it happened either.
It was like
the LeBron and Iggy thing, I'm like, you could see that coming. You didn't see the Bam thing. His hand was
over the rim.
Yeah.
It was like
his hand.
It was like you were about to lose an arm wrestling match. And then he just flipped it the other way. Because he met Tatum's hand before the ball got over the rim. Then the ball got over the rim. And then he blocked it. Then he threw it back.
Good for Tatum jumping at him, though.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I like seeing Tatum be aggressive.
Tatum was
really
good.
I thought he was going to get an and-one fucking game winner.
So did I.
But no, he couldn't jump high enough. Bam was there. Bam ate that shit.
And Bam is awesome. And if they have any chance this round, it's going to be Bam guarding Anthony Davis.
True. And hey, AD has had some struggles, you know.
Yeah.
And like AD, when AD doesn't show up, especially like specifically AD,
yeah,
this team usually doesn't win.
Yeah.
Like LeBron can have little 15-point games or little 12, 13-point, but usually he gets a triple-double and usually has a bunch of assists. But AD gets under 20, that's when you start seeing this team struggle.
Well, they had the game they lost against the Nuggets. Anthony Davis had like 2 rebounds.
Yeah.
And he had like none going into the fourth quarter.
I don't understand
which
that
is
at
absurd.
All. You can't be over 7 foot and not get at least 5 rebounds.
Yeah, it's like the Brook Lopez.
Well, I was about to say, fucking Brook Lopez. How the hell are you doing that, man? You're averaging 20 points a game for Brooklyn. You can't even fucking get into the paint.
But some positive for the Celts. Tatum was good. Tatum was really good. Jaylen Brown was really good. Tatum went cold. He kept going cold in first quarters. It was very odd.
The first half of a couple of games, he didn't score a point.
Yeah.
He was 0 for 6 on, I think, was it? No, it was the game 5.
Yeah.
He went 0 for 6 in the first half and 0 for 4 from deep. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and then he scored 28 in the second half. And it was like, why can't you fucking do this at the beginning?
Yeah.
You
know? And then Kemba had some cold stretches. It seemed like they.
Deuce is getting memed.
Yeah. That shit's so funny,
that's
bro.
So fucking
funny. Tyler Hero is my new dad.
Yeah. I wish Bam Adebayo was my dad.
But Lord. Kemba had some cold stretches. It seemed like they couldn't put it together. They couldn't all put it together for one game. You know what I was really impressed with was Tice.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's awesome.
He held his own a lot better than I thought he would. He had some timely shots, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I like when he shoots 3.
Now, is he your starting center on a championship-winning team? There's absolutely no way.
No.
Is he your best player off the bench? You know,
what
he might
I say
be.
Was the biggest weak spot going into this playoff
center.
Boston. Center.
Yeah.
It's center. And Tice
and
killed
rebounding.
It. Tice killed it. Mm-hmm. But they gave up. They give up a shit ton of offense or rebound. It's
and they always have.
You get a guy like Hero where, you know, Hero goes 0 for 4, but you get 3 offensive rebounds on it. Hero doesn't give a fuck if he went 0 for 4 because he's either going to get another shot or you're going to get an easy 2.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to – you don't get demoralized. If I miss a shot but you make it, like, I'm not sad at myself.
Yeah.
We got a basket. That's basically what happened.
Yeah.
Bam just took over the paint. And he's dunking on freaking people. He's give them easy 2s whenever it should be. Going the other way, and you should be running your offense.
Yep. Marcus Smart was nothing short of phenomenal.
Love him.
I'm not going to lie to you, man.
We didn't pay him enough. I'd rather him have Gordon Hayward's contract.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec. Marcus Smart, though, is quickly becoming one of my favorite basketball players of all time.
Crazy. When he hit 4 straight for 3s against Toronto?
Just absurd. He was hitting 3s all playoffs.
Very consistent.
He wins you games.
I never thought he was going to be like the guy in a game, like in a to win a game. But he
wins
is a
you
guy.
Games.
Yeah.
That's the type of guy you need to win a championship.
My thing, and he tries really hard. I'm scared he's going to get hurt. He's going to be one of those guys that gives it 100%, just a little too much.
Jaylen Brown kept scaring the shit out of me.
Oh, well, he dunked it on the freaking one again, his foot.
Yeah,
he
got clipped.
I thought he tore his Achilles.
I know, it was rough. And then there was another one he was down for a while, too.
He got beat up the whole fucking season.
I know, I almost cried. I was like, this cannot happen.
JB's talented.
Oh, he's great, bro.
This whole series made me... So I kept saying, I even told you, because you're always like, oh, just be patient. You know, they're going to be NBA Finals bound in a little bit. Got a young core. And I'm like, no, we need another guy. We need more shit. Now, I think in 2 or 3 years, if we keep this together, if you keep JT and JB and maybe you shuffle in a couple other pieces, you can have a title team. And you can have a title winning team.
No, they're close.
And it definitely depends on the two people it depends on most is JB and Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Because if JB can take another step up, which if he does, he's overachieving everything I could possibly think about him. You know, he should have been an all-star this year. But if Jason Tatum takes a step up, he's a star. He is a superstar in this league.
I think Tatum's already there. Here's the thing. Okay.
I don't know. He's not reliable enough.
I don't know.
You know,
agree.
Like Jimmy's showing up, you know.
He played better than – he outplayed Jimmy the whole series.
Yeah, I guess. But there's little things that –
He was still the best player in this. Well, maybe Bam was, but he was definitely the top 2 player in the series. Jason Tatum
wasn't consistent enough.
I guess. Here's my thing.
You got to turn it up when you need to turn it up.
Here's my thing. Our beloved Gordon Hayward. Mm. Now,
shave the mustache.
Talking about staying patient. That's one of the things I've harped on. Let's stay patient. Let's see what this Gordon Hayward thing looks like in the playoffs. I saw it. I didn't love it.
I don't like it.
It seems like he's in a spot where he cannot produce effectively.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a knock against the coaching. or if this is a bad fit. But I think Gordon Hayward needs to be traded. I have not said that before this playoff series loss. I had always been a Gordon Hayward guy. I was heartbroken when he snapped his ankle in half on the first game of the season.
Jay Crowder.
Maybe he hasn't been the same since, but it doesn't seem like he fits.
No.
And there's really not another piece that you can move other than Gordon Hayward, because I think essential to this team winning a title is Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, and Jaylen Brown.
How much would you give up for Gordon Hayward if you're another team?
Well, I think he's...
Because I wouldn't take that. If I'm another GM, I'm not taking that big of a risk on Gordon Hayward. Hayward's all-star years, I think, are about done. He's 30 years old, ankle injuries, arm, and like he gets hurt almost every year, and he's making, what, almost $30 million
yeah.
here soon? And he has a player option, which he's going to fucking accept. He's going to say, hey, $30 million, hey, piss you away. I'm going to take a $10 million contract.
Well, we have seen those contracts are movable.
Yeah.
Chris Paul got traded.
Yeah.
And that might be, well, I don't want to say the worst contract in the league.
That was a tank situation, though.
I mean, either way.
That's kind of just like, hey, we're getting rid of this.
I think you can move Gordon Hayward, and I think you can fix your center position.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. I think you can do something there.
Okay.
Get a big guy. Get Karl Anthony Towns out of my face. What has this guy won in his entire life?
I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just saying the rumors.
I don't like that.
It's either what do you want me to say? Want me to say Steven Adams and Andre Drummond, like we've heard the past? Kevin Love?
Here we go.
Throw Kevin Love in there. We've heard him for the past fucking 10 years.
Now, I say that, though. If they traded for Karl Anthony Towns tomorrow, I'd talk myself
Chris
into
Tops.
It.
Kristaps?
He's not going anywhere.
No, he's definitely. None of them are. I was just saying that every big man that's been linked to the Celtics in the past 10 years.
He's a white foreign guy. He's required to play on the Mavericks.
Celtics haven't had a legitimate center in God knows how long.
KG.
KG was more power forward,
I guess, in that time.
Because Perkins was running.
Yeah.
Perkins was running paint. And even Jermaine O'Neal. And then he had Shaq. You know? Really, when was the last good Celtic center?
Bill Russell.
That's fucking right.
Kevin McHale.
Darko, that one game he played for us.
Yeah.
Now he's fucking picking beans in Serbia or whatever the fuck he's from. He's a bean farmer.
Bottom line is, I'm happy with the Celt season. They played well. I'm not happy with how it ended. I think they could have beat that team.
Well, without a doubt.
I think, though,
Brad on the hot seat?
No, stop. I think the two best teams of the league made the finals.
In the league?
I think so.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's fine. Especially this season.
And I think this season really proved that.
Yeah.
I think it did, because all we're doing is we're playing a best of seven.
What a great playoff.
We're in the same gym. There's no home court. We're going out there and we're hooping. And these teams made it. Another shout out before we get to the finals. Donovan Mitchell.
Crazy.
There's a lot of people that slandered me. I say a lot of people, but not that many. For putting Donovan Mitchell over Devin Booker in my top 25.
I got slandered for it too. And guess what? I'm still not going to put Devin Booker on there.
Donovan Mitchell had 2 50-point games in the playoffs. So,
he's a winner.
Yeah.
That team.
I think if that team had Bogdanovich, I think they could have been frightening.
Man, that would have been, jeez.
Because I thought they were going to beat the Nuggets, and I think they kind of blew it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But shout out to Donovan Mitchell. All right, Heat Lakers. What do we think?
Lakers in 5.
I'll say Lakers in 6.
6 is reasonable. 5, I'm just being a dick.
I don't think you're. I think there's a world where they get swept or they win in 5.
I do too.
But I think this Heat team is good, man.
Depends on how Bam. Yeah, like I think the biggest matchup is Bam against AD.
So clearly they have the two best players, right? Far and away.
If you look at depth-wise, Heat beat them.
Not even close.
Like, the Heat have more guys.
3 through 12, the Heat are far and away the better team.
1 and 2, man.
LeBron and AD. No, Jimmy Butler's going to have his hands full.
Who do you think Jimmy's going to be on LeBron?
I think everybody's going to be on LeBron.
Yeah.
And guess what? LeBron's good friend Andre Iguodala is going to be on LeBron.
Oh, yeah. We get to see that again.
Yeah.
That's going to be dope.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll watch a couple games.
And they're going to throw a bunch of bodies at LeBron, just as they're going to throw a bunch of bodies at Anthony Davis.
Put LeBron on Hero?
Because they can do it. I don't know who LeBron guards. That's going to be interesting.
LeBron's going to guard whoever's hot.
You think?
Without a doubt. Who was he? He was trying to guard.
I think you throw the goons at whoever's hot.
He was trying
just
to guard.
Just make KCP go fucking grope the shit out of Tyler Hero. What else is he doing out there? Not much.
LeBron was trying to guard Murray.
Yeah.
You know, that's what LeBron
does.
When
it comes down to it, yeah.
LeBron's like, I want to be the guy that stops the best guy.
Fourth quarter time, LeBron's going to take the matchup.
I don't know if he can do that, though, when you still got Jimmy and Duncan out there.
It's tough, man. It's tough. The Heat are going to have to play well. I don't know, man. I feel dumb for even saying it, but like, I think they could put up a fight. I do. I really do.
As much as I want to talk shit on how bad of a playoff series I think this is going to be, last year we kind of thought the same thing, or at least I did. I said, you know, Golden State's going to win in fucking five over Toronto.
Then five people
and guess
died.
What? Yeah, people died. You know, and like things work out. You know, so maybe something like that will happen, and it'll change the whole series. And if that does, then I can't wait for people to talk shit on us for saying this. But
I don't think they're going to be blowouts.
I think they'll be close.
I think they'll be close games.
I just don't know. I mean, Bam shut down Giannis. I told you he was the Giannis stopper, but
yeah,
I don't know if he can. AD's good.
Yeah.
But AD has had a lot of games this playoffs, too, where he hasn't showed up. Basically, every fucking game they lose is AD's 1-for-20 from the field.
The Lakers are going to need a lot out of KCP, a lot out of Rondo.
Rondo's been crazy.
A lot out of Dwight Howard.
Guy with a negative plus minus.
Yeah.
Negative plus minus. And look at this.
It's playoff
Rondo.
You
were right. You were right. I told you it was going to negatively impact the team. But no.
You need
it. I was wrong.
You need vets like that in the playoffs.
True. He's scoring a shit ton too. When did Rondo get a 3-point shot? Is that recent?
I don't think he has it. I just think sometimes it falls.
It looks pretty good.
And then when it falls, he shoots like five more.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
You got to.
He checked. Dwight Howard, you need a lot out of him.
Dwight's been good too.
I think it's hilarious the role Dwight Howard has developed into.
Skinny Dwight.
He's almost like the
What do you think about the prime Howard against now Jokic debates that have been going nuts?
What does that
mean? You seen that? They've been going crazy on Twitter.
Who's better?
Yeah, who's better? And people were like unanimously saying prime Dwight.
Well, Dwight Howard went to the finals.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what everybody
says. I would say Dwight Howard.
I'd probably say Dwight too. I just think
he was
crazy.
Like the most dominant player in the league for a while.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, he was
50-50.
Yeah.
He could win big games.
No. But I mean, you weren't doing anything with him.
He was probably the most unathletic good player I've ever seen.
Oh, he's athletic.
He just hits a little hook shots.
He has no offensive.
His basketball fundamentals are off.
He doesn't have almost any offensive skill.
He just does push. Yeah, just little push shots.
Yeah.
At the basket.
And he has no post game.
Plays like me playing at a 6-foot hoop, what I'm going to be doing every time.
And he has no post game. He's like, I'm going to clean it up.
Yeah.
Tip dunks.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Jameer Nelson, clang the rim and I'll be there.
Are we going to see any J.R. Smith?
I don't know. Maybe when they're up 3-0 and they're up 20 in the last game.
Any Waiters Island?
No.
You don't think? Hey, guess, you know what?
What?
Deion Waiters has already won a ring.
Oh, yeah, he played for both teams.
He's played for both teams this season.
You know what he needs to have another overdose.
He's already won a ring.
He needs to have another overdose on those edibles and stuff, and he'll have two overdoses in one season. he's going for Lamar Odom's record of 7 overdoses in
NBA
one season.
Champion, Deion Waiters.
God.
How's that sound?
Almost as crazy as freaking finals champion Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Didn't think that was ever going to fucking happen.
It did, dude.
And not only that, he looked good in this playoffs.
Lowry was great this year. That's a good team.
That makes me sad.
That's a good team. They need a Kawhi. All right. Anything else we need here? How do the Heat win?
They shut down AD. Completely shut down AD, and your dogs do what they got to do. Heroes, as consistent as he has been, maybe he gives you more. He can be 25-plus, which, I mean, been close to it. And then you got Duncan. Duncan's got to do what he's got to do. And then, you just have the cleanup efforts of Bam. Bam give you 15 and 13 every night. Jimmy give you 20, maybe high teens. You got it. That's
remember when
it.
You just used to talk shit on Bam? You remember that?
I didn't ever talk shit on Bam.
Stop it, dude.
I never talk shit on Bam.
I've been a Bam truther.
No.
Stop it.
I never talk shit on Bam. I said,
we
didn't
have
I
evidence.
Say Hassan was better than him?
You probably did.
I said they're the
same.
And
that's disgraceful.
I think I did say they're the same player.
And that's disgraceful.
Because I just saw two big dudes that get a lot of rebounds and points.
Disgraceful. All right. Lakers in 6. Chase says.
I said Lakers in, or
Lakers in 5.
5, yeah.
I say Lakers in 6. Luke?
5.
Lakers in 5?
Luke says Heat in 5.
Heat in 5. Heat sweet.
Heat sweet.
They're going to shoot LeBron in the head before the series starts.
Jesus.
All right, Did we miss anything else?
No, I think we're good.
That's a lot of basketball we had to cover there.
True.
I guess we'll do some football now. Do you remember how to talk about this?
I don't know what football is.
Have you watched any?
I work on Sundays, big dog.
This work bullshit.
Guess what? What do you mean bullshit? It's not like I make it up. I'm there.
How's it been since we opened back up?
Oh, man, dude. I made the most money I ever made shit. 2 weeks ago. I made $210 in 4 hours.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And I didn't have sex with anybody.
Did you sing to some grannies?
I didn't sing at all either.
Oh, my
no
God.
No singing, no soliciting of private parts or pictures. I just made that money straight up.
Wow.
For once in my life. For
damn,
once.
Dude.
Yeah, it was good. But we've been doing good.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Let's watch.
But
let's
I'm
talk
still
about,
missing football.
Let's talk about some football. It's been a lot of good football.
Very good games.
We got some undefeated teams. The Seattle Seahawks, the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears are 3-0. The Buffalo Bills, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Tennessee Titans, and the Chiefs and the Ravens play tonight in the winner of that game.
That's going to be a good game.
That is that like the best Monday night game ever?
Ever of all time? Maybe. Remember, maybe since last year. KC against...
That was 2 years ago. KC Rams?
Yeah.
That was
yeah,
2 years
ago.
Yeah, that, I was going to say that one. Because that one was great. There was like 100 so points scored.
I mean, we had Seattle, San Fran last year. That was good. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a really good game.
Yeah.
They win the OT. A bunch of missed kicks.
MVP versus Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. This is going to be great.
It's going to be good.
Prime time
football. Winner of that game is going to be undefeated. All right. Let's talk about the defeateds. J-E-T-S.
Shocker.
Jets. 0-3. Broncos.
Disappointing.
It's not disappointing. They have 19 injuries.
Yeah, isn't Sutton
They're playing a JV
Sutton's
team.
Yeah.
Sutton's out. Locke's out. No Von Miller. They're
going to have to sign Paxton Lynch again.
They're like dead. Joe Burrow's own Cincinnati Bengals.
No shock here.
0-2-1.
That's what happens when you tie.
The Houston Texans.
Shocker.
Terribly, terribly disappointing. I'm not surprised at
Deshaun
all.
Deshaun needs a number one wide receiver. The fact that this guy has not had a number one wide receiver. Oh, wait a second. They fucking traded him.
For David Johnson.
For David Johnson. David One Knee Johnson. Remember when he had a touchdown in like the first fucking drive and everybody's like, this is why they picked up David.
Yep.
Fucking Chris Collinsworth's bitch ass. Like, come on, dude. Yeah, I'm telling you, David Johnson. David Johnson. Remember how good he was? This is what David Johnson can get. This is what Bill O'Brien saw. Like, shut up. No, he just made a stupid trade.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Kind of shocking.
0-2-1. They stink.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz has been poopy.
They kind of start putting some
I think. So, they said on Sunday that the Eagles and the Bengals have tied before. Was that the game where Donovan McNabb was confused that they could tie? Was that that game?
That might have been.
Well, you remember that press conference?
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't even know you could tie.
Which is, I still think tying's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
This isn't fucking soccer. We're a fun sport.
The other New York football team, the G-Men.
Not another
Giants,
shocker here.
0-3.
Saquon's out.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Sad.
The Kirk. Minnesota Flying Kirk. The Flying Cousins. 0-3.
Yeah, flying on the other team.
And the worst of them all.
Hotlanta.
The Atlanta freaking Falcons, who blow double-digit leads. More than I don't even know what are 0-3. I was gonna make a blowjob joke there.
That would have been funny. I was curious what you're gonna. Come
I wasn't
up with.
Witty enough.
I was like, oh, here we go.
I was hoping you'd fill in the blanks.
No,
Atlanta's 0-3. Okay, so the Bears are 3-0. They benched Trubisky last week.
After he made a comeback at 10th of the century against the Lions,
and he had a 45-yard run in the
yeah.
game last week. Trubisky hasn't even been terrible.
No.
Like, this is the best Trubisky's looked in a while.
Since
and they
he
put
was
him...
an MVP candidate that one year.
Oh, Christ.
Remember that? Remember that?
The preseason
that
shit?
A thing.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't preseason. It was like fucking 10
no,
games.
It
in.
Was. No. It was preseason.
Was it preseason?
Yeah, because they were talking about odds. They were talking about odds. Okay. He was like 40-1
I
or
swear,
something.
I swear, he was mentioned for. When he went to the Pro Bowl that year.
Didn't
that
go,
one year, he was fucking
he
mentioned
went to a
for
Pro
MVP.
Bowl?
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky's a Pro Bowler.
Oh, Christ.
Keep going.
Okay, well, he got benched. Nick Foles comes in.
Big dick.
And he didn't play well at the start, but then he won him that game. That touchdown pass to Anthony Miller?
That's...
How the hell? He, like, half-armed it, and Anthony Miller went up and got it.
That's just...
It was
Foles
wild.
Gives you, man.
Is it?
That's Nick Foles.
Super Bowl.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
MVP Nick Foles.
That's right.
So that was shocking. The Seahawks, we could talk a little bit about them. They've been insane. More Russell Wilson has been insane. He's thrown for, he has 5 touchdowns 14, last week.
14 touchdowns in 14, 3 games.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
He's definitely leading the MVP conversation.
Without a doubt. Man deserves it.
This has to be his year.
Please. Please give him it. He's the most deserving quarterback by far.
One of the primetime games, I think it was Seattle, New England, Collinsworth was talking about how Wilson's never received an MVP vote, and he said it was his fault. Did you hear this?
Chris Collinsworth's fault?
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
He said he was going to vote for him for MVP, but he didn't mail in his ballot in time.
Oh, and Chris Collinsworth.
And they took his MVP vote away.
What a fuck.
He doesn't have one anymore.
He's probably drunk or some shit.
He doesn't have one.
Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, man. Have we gotten a Chris Collinsworth social distance slide-in? Has that happened? No. Is that allowed?
I have no idea. I don't think so, because they have that giant...
The dividers.
Dividers,
it's
yeah.
It's like they're like in a between urinals.
Booth. Yeah. Urinals?
Except they're not see-through.
Yeah. I just piss on the floor when they have those dividers.
Oh, Christ, dude.
Especially when the guy next to you has his sandals on. Just give him a couple splashes.
Something wrong with you.
You scoot over. It prevents him from looking over at you.
Everybody's trying
to see the big hog from the big dog.
The big dog's big hog.
Big dog, big hog.
The Packers have been great. Aaron Rodgers
throwing to nobody
is awesome.
Lazard.
Yeah, Devontae Adams missed this week. Didn't even matter.
No.
They beat the Saints.
He's throwing the Vaseline, Aaron, Valdis, and fucking Lazard.
Did you say Vaseline?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck these guys name.
Aaron Jones is absurd. He's making catches like he's a wide receiver, and he's also carrying every ball in the backfield.
I tried finding that tweet where that one guy said that he was a top 10 running back.
He might be.
I wouldn't argue it.
The Bills have been super impressive.
Josh Allen, baby.
Josh Allen has been phenomenal.
This guy needs the number one wide receiver. Oh, wait a second. He's got one now. Yeah,
Diggs.
Bang.
Who's been awesome.
And John Brown.
They almost blew the game this week.
Yeah, that was bad.
I don't know if you saw that.
28-3?
They probably should have lost.
Yeah. They came back. They won 35-32, right?
They did come back. The Rams got called for a horrendous pass interference call.
Do what you
got
to do, man.
Horrendous.
You take it.
And it cost them the game. It did.
Happens.
But the Bills took care of business. They were up more than 20 points, though.
Yeah.
And they had to have a game-winning drive. So that was a little slip-up. Bills' defense looks freaking awesome. The Bears are 3-0. I have no idea what to think about that. They literally just changed quarterbacks. Pittsburgh, they look pretty good.
Big Ben and Juju been hitting hard.
Yep.
Also, God damn, the Notre Dame guy.
Shout out to my guy, Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool.
He's a beast.
I love him. Wasn't his first catch that little fucking toe tap?
Sideline toe tap.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
dude. He had like an 85-yard touchdown.
Yep. The next week, he didn't do shit this week, but he doesn't get on the field that much.
It's shocking. I don't understand how him and Juju aren't 1-2.
Well, they got Deontay Johnson, who might be the best
wide
receiver they have.
Had a good week this week, didn't he?
Yes, he did. James Conner was playing well.
I don't like him. He's kind of spotty. He has a running
back. He is spotty. That defense, though,
this was a playoff team last year, without a doubt.
Yeah.
If you had a quarterback that threw the ball that didn't look like he just fucking kicked it.
A quarterback not named Duck.
Duck. Yeah, fucking Duck. That's what you say when somebody throws a shitty ball. Like, hey, look at that Duck pass. And this guy's literal name is Duck Hodges. Come on, man. That's like freaking a porn star named Tiny Dick Tim. Like, you know what he's going to give you. You can't be like, or can't last long Jimmy. Like, okay, I wonder how long this video is going to be.
Two Pump Tommy.
Yeah, Jesus. He's fucking, oh shit, 15 second video. What the hell?
It's a quick one, bro.
He's like, oh shit.
They're making TikToks now.
Yeah. God, yeah. TikToks. Just a couple strokes.
Quick content.
A couple strokes or somebody doing a little dance.
Their defense has been amazing. TJ Watt's amazing. Watching them week one versus the Giants was hysterical, to say the least. Daniel Jones was running for his life. Saquon had like negative rushing yards.
Daniel Jones guy?
Am I?
You were.
I just like
Danny
to say
Dimes.
I just like to yell Danny Dimes.
Do you like him?
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what you say.
Sure.
You like Danny.
Okay, that's
not
fine.
Not anymore because he's poop.
No, that's fine. I can like him.
I think it's over.
If they get the number one pick, they're taking Trevor Lawrence. I'll tell you that right
now. Without a doubt. You have to.
Tennessee Titans are undefeated.
No shock there.
Derrick Henry, kind of a slow start. Scored a bunch of touchdowns this week. But first two games, it was kind of slow. Tannehill's been okay.
He's doing great.
He had
he's got a couple touchdowns this year, doesn't he?
Yep. Good two first games. Jonnu Smith is performing well.
Who's that main guy?
The what?
The main wide receiver.
A.J. Brown?
Brown,
He missed last week.
Yeah, he isn't.
Corey Davis has been good. They're pretty good. They're a solid
well
team.
Well-coached, solid team.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised this team makes some fucking noise.
Oh, they're going to make noise. And then the Chiefs. Chiefs almost lost to the Chargers on the back Justin Herbert. Who
True.
Made a shocking start.
Tyrod was dying
after
of a punctured lung in the locker room.
Chargers trainer stabbed Tyrod
just
in the stomach
stabbed him.
With a needle. And they were like, hey, Justin, can you play quarterback for us today?
He looked good.
Yeah, he's been good. I don't know how it's not his job. Unfortunate for Tyrod that he literally got stabbed in the chest by a team employee.
That's
but
so fucked.
It has to be Herbert's
that's
job.
The most, that sums up Tyrod's career right
yeah.
there. He finally gets starting spot, and he gets stabbed in the chest.
Well, you know, Tyrod's Tyrod. He's a good vet, but you're just not going to score points with him. You just won't. I mean, he's not as dual threat as he used to be. He's getting older. Your offense is capped with Tyrod Taylor. Herbert looks like a guy that can make a living in the league.
He looks
does.
Good. I'd build, or not build around, but if he was, I mean, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
You know,
he could definitely
run with it.
He's got a good ball. He's got good pocket presence. He looks solid. He really does. And they did not expect him to play this early. And I watched Hard. I love Hard Knocks. Everybody knows that. Yeah, they loved him.
I love Hard Knocks too. You know what I'm saying, Luke?
Okay. They loved him in Hard Knocks. And Hard Knocks kind of sucked this year. I know you don't care. You never watch it.
I watched the Raiders year.
The Raiders year was good. The Browns year was the best one I've seen.
Antonio Brown's our guy. Fuck them crackers. You know, that's what happened. Oh, it was going God. Back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like Gruden would go out there and make a press conference, and then they'd go to AB, and he'd be like, yeah, fuck Mike Mayock.
Yeah. They've been pretty good, too. The Raiders have.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs.
They lost to New England this week. That was kind of rough.
New England.
They could have easily been a 3-0 team.
New England's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Cam Newton is doing Cam Newton
He's
stuff.
He's scaring me.
Why does he scare you?
Because
like,
the
against?
Fact that you have Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, guys that are significantly younger than him that know how to not get hit every fucking play. Kind
oh, well,
of
that's his game.
I don't like that.
He's a,
you're going to get hurt.
He's a locomotive.
He's a big man. And,
yeah.
like, those plays are good, like, maybe once a game, maybe twice a game. He does them, like, every play.
Well, that's because well, that's – here's the thing about Billy B, okay? He knows what you do best, and he's going to put you in a position to do it.
Well, Billy B is going to be wheeling him out in a freaking ambulance if he fucking gets his shoulder ripped out of his socket.
In comes Jared Stidham.
Yeah, Jared. Yeah, no. That's horrible.
What were you about to call him? No. Jared what? Okay, we'll let that one go.
Yeah, that one's gonna be bad.
And then the Ravens are the Ravens. We don't really need to talk about them.
True.
The defeated, let's talk. The Jets, J-E-T-S.
Maybe the worst team in the league.
Jets. You say maybe?
How you know how cool it would be if the Jets lost every single game this year and got Lawrence with the number one pick?
Would it be cool?
That would be dope.
I don't want Trevor Lawrence to go to the Jets.
I want him to go to the Jets.
Why?
Because that's a...
I want him to succeed.
The top draft guy going to New York? Let's go. That's awesome.
I want him to succeed, though.
What, were you upset when Joe went to Cincy?
No.
Why? You didn't want to see him succeed?
Well, I feel like he's been good.
I think he could be good for the Jets.
Really?
Lawrence? Yeah.
Sam Darnold is like condemned to hell right now.
Well, he's got no wide receivers.
He's got nothing. They're so fucking bad.
Le'Veon's 100
He hasn't played.
Frankie,
he's hurt.
Got Frankie.
Frank Gore's 98 years old, and he's their starting running back.
Talk about freaking hog molly. Is Frank Gore's a hog molly. That guy will run you over.
A what?
Hog molly.
What the hell is a hog molly?
That's a big boy. That's what a hog molly is.
The Jets are fucking awful.
They're the worst team in the league.
The Broncos have lost 900 starters. Yeah. It does suck. They have been a disappointment, I will agree, but you know they can't really help it. The Bengals should have won week one. It's just their kicker missed a game winner.
Should have picked up fucking Young Ho when he had the chance.
Put up a solid fight against the Browns, but their defense is just horrendous. Burrow played really well against the Browns. He threw like 60 passes.
Yeah, 64 passes.
And then this week against the Eagles, we're talking about the Eagles. They couldn't score on Cincinnati, and the Washington football team beat the shit out of them. The Eagles are awful.
They don't even have a name.
The Washington the football team crushed them.
That's like losing to you're a high school team and you're losing to a CYC team.
It was funny because after week one, they're like, the Washington football team, because they were the only team in the division with a win after week one, and they've just been horrible. Like, Haskins last week.
They lead the division right now.
You probably watched that. There's no way, do they?
Yeah, they are. They're 1-2. Who else is?
Did the Cowboys win this week?
No.
Oh, they lost to Seattle.
They're 1-2.
So they probably do.
Yeah, Washington's
they're all 1-2.
No, or the Eagles are 0-2-1.
Yeah.
But they're a half a game out of first place.
Exciting. And they fucking
won
suck.
Yet. This is going to be another shitty year for that division. That division used to be cool back in the day.
Yeah, you know.
That used to be the best division.
I'm surprised you weren't stroking it watching the Haskins highlights last week.
Like Haskins?
I know, because I should have said lowlights because he was horrible.
Yeah.
He was so bad last week.
He's not a good quarterback.
He was awful.
This team with Ron Rivera, though.
Philly stinks. I don't know what to do about them. They have no offensive line, no defense. They can't score on Cincinnati. Carson Wentz looks like he is back in South Dakota, except he's playing with all the freshman walk-ons. I don't even know what's going on with that. The New York Giants just don't have a chance. Saquon tore his ACL. Daniel Jones is running for his goddamn life. So if there is any skill there, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
They don't throw the ball to Evan Ingram. He's on my fantasy team. It makes me sad.
Nobody gives a shit.
Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, I think week two, he had less than 100 passing yards and 3 picks.
Kirk Cousins already not a good quarterback.
He was solid last week. Why does he do this? What is this?
I don't know.
Is it a motivation thing?
He's a better Mitch Trubisky.
Did he stack up on Wheaties or something this week? I mean, they didn't win, but
I don't know, man. They also, I knew it was going to be bad after they got rid of Diggs.
Do you see Justin Jefferson this week?
He's been.
He had 7 for 175 and a touchdown.
I don't know, man. You can't just fill Stephon Diggs' shoes back. Just like you can't fill another guy or another team that hasn't won any of the fucking Texans. You can't fill a top player in the league's shoes. You know? You just can't do it.
Well, wide receiver depth is not the Vikings' issue.
No.
They have plenty of issues. They can't stop anyone, which is what happened to this defense? You remember 2 years ago, talking about this best defense
thing.
In the league.
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter, all these guys, and now they don't stop anybody.
Should have never got rid of Case.
The Houston Texans, I did skip over them. They're embarrassing.
Poor Deshaun.
They're embarrassing.
He just signed a fat contract with them, too.
I don't know if Bill O'Brien gets fired during the season, but how many games did they win? 6?
Maybe. Who else is in that division?
I was talking to somebody, and they said they were going to go.
I think Jacksonville have a better record than them.
I was talking to somebody, and they said they were going to go 8-8. I was like, there's no way. How did this team win 8 games?
I can't see it.
They're bad. They're just bad.
I think they can have a better record than Indy. I think Indy's going to blow up here soon. But
I think Indy's way better built.
I don't know, man. Indy's got a good... Yeah. I just don't like the Philip Rivers shit.
Indy's got a great offensive line. Yeah, Philip Rivers. See, the highest you can ever go with Philip Rivers as your quarterback is good. Yeah. You can't get the really good or great. You just can't. It's not possible.
He should have been done.
And then the Atlanta Falcons.
God.
Who
continue to disappoint every year since they lost.
Since the Super Bowl, yes. We can just jump straight into first coach fired.
Fine with me.
Okay, so we wrote down five candidates. I really think there's three. We wrote down Bill O'Brien, Adam Gase, Dan Quinn, Matt Patricia, and Mike Zimmer. I think it's between Bill O'Brien, Adam Gase, and Dan Quinn. I really think it's between Dan Quinn and Adam Gase.
Damn. I think you're sleeping on Matt Patricia, man.
You think?
He's 9-25-1 or whatever the fuck it is in three seasons.
I feel like he's an end-of-the-year fire.
I don't know, man. I can see him canning him now. Because
the Lions don't have expectations. They never do.
I guess.
Like if
Dan
you're,
Quinn is definitely...
If you're Atlanta, you're like, we got this high-powered offense. Like, we got Julio Jones. Calvin Ridley has been absurd this year. He's catching everything. He's got, like, a bunch of touchdowns. They just can't do anything. Todd Gurley has kind of stunk, but he's at least better than what they had with Ito Smith and Devonta Freeman.
Yeah.
I mean, you just keep letting them down, and there's like they have like talent on the defense. Like, it's not a good defense, but you shouldn't be blowing double-digit leads every week. They've done it twice.
Gase will be gone before anybody. Gase has got to be number. How are you? Okay.
He's got to be right.
Why is this? People keep saying like, oh, he's still a good offensive coach. He's still good. It's like, okay. When he was with Miami, he had Ryan Tannehill,
yeah.
who sucked ass yeah. with him. Ryan Tannehill leaves and beats Tom Brady in the fucking playoffs
yeah.
and is the best quarterback for the last 10 weeks of the season. He was.
Okay. All right.
QBR rating, Ryan Tannehill, number one.
All right. We'll just roll past it.
And then he goes and has a top five draft player in Sam Darnold, who is a guy that... maybe, you know, half of the league would take as their franchise quarterback, and they suck ass.
Yeah.
And then you pick up Le'Veon, who's a freaking Swiss Army knife. He could do fucking 70 different things, and he's done nothing. How are you considered an offensive coach? That's like me, you considering me a math teacher.
Yeah.
I can't fucking teach math. I don't know algebra. You know, like, don't be calling me a math teacher or that I'm good at sex. Like, come on. It's sub-average, and I don't perform every time. You can say something, but you have to do it. Adam Gase hasn't done shit. People just keep telling me he's a great offensive mind. No. He had Tannehill. Tannehill's much better without him. Mm-hmm. And now he's got Darnold. And Darnold, he's about to go try to get mono again.
There's a
just
long
so
list.
He doesn't have to play.
There's a long list of guys that are better off without Adam Gase. Yeah. Like Robbie Anderson. Have you seen him this year?
Yeah.
He's like one of Carolina's best guys.
Or you know
guys.
Who else? A dollar bill.
Yeah. It's true. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You know what I'm talking about. Those dollar bills are scared of Adam Gase.
Crazy eyes Adam Gase.
Yeah. He's always, yeah. Jesus.
That wide-eyed.
Maybe that's why. Yeah.
Lad.
He's calling fucking trips every play because he's fucking zoning out on it. Trips to the left. Trips to the left.
My money's on Adam Gase. Man, though, if the Falcons blow another game, I don't.
Yeah,
they probably don't. They probably don't let Dan Quinn leave the stadium.
They'll just go out fucking right whenever the game-winning field goal is about to happen. Be like, all right, Gase or fucking Quinn, get out of here.
Dan Quinn probably don't ride the team bus back. They probably call him an Uber.
They'd be like, hey, yeah, see you later. Don't let him on the bus. Don't let him anywhere near the fucking stadium.
We got a guy.
Make his ass walk home.
We got a guy cleaning out your office right now, Dan. You don't even got to come back. We'll take
You're
care
good,
of it.
You're good, man. You're good.
We'll take care of it.
You got somebody plowing out your wife, too.
Oh, my God. What the
she only came because you were winning games.
Oh, my God.
No,
all
she
right.
ain't coming at all, that's for sure. Okay. But, yeah, I think you're sleeping on Patricia, though.
I just think his situation isn't near as bad as the other three.
Out of these coaches, who's all getting fired? Or who has the best chance to not get fired?
I don't think Zimmer's getting fired.
I think Zimmer might get fired. They missed the playoffs.
It's not his fault.
They missed the playoffs.
Is it?
They missed playoffs.
He's got Kirk Cousins.
Their defense...
guy fucking sucks.
Still. And, you know, like, you got to do what you got to do with your team. Look at Brian Flores.
Was he on the hot seat at all last year?
No, not really. I mean, they were a playoff team.
Well, Brian Flores is a good coach.
How do we know that?
Because, dude, Miami's...
Is Brian Flores going to be the next Adam Gase where he's on Miami and they're just bad and we're like, okay, no, he's an offensive coach.
Miami wasn't bad, though.
Yeah. They're okay.
They like won six games last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
With
six games
one of the,
pretty bad.
With one of the worst rosters in the league?
The worst one. Yeah. They were definitely should have went like a 2-4.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now they got Fitzpatrick doing stuff, doing the Fitzpatrick special.
I think... I don't know.
And Tua waiting in the wings.
I can see the Texans keeping Bill O'Brien around for another year. They go 6-10, 7-9, and they just say, hey, I think Billy, you're fine, big dog. I think run it back.
Since this podcast has existed, I think I've been saying Bill O'Brien sucks.
He should have been fired. He shouldn't have been hired.
He's their GM.
He's crap.
He makes Madden trades.
He's the one that picks who gets fired or not. That's why he hasn't gotten fired.
He's the one that trades DeAndre Hopkins for a 32-year-old running back. He's not 32.
They did do the Tunsil trade, though.
Awesome.
Laremy Tunsil, best left tackle in the league.
Well, their line still fucking sucks.
Well, they got the best left tackle.
Who said that?
Best left tackle. According to the PFF.
I don't know. I must have missed that PFF report.
That's what they pop up every time on the screen. It says at the bottom.
Oh, number one.
One out of two something, 270.
That's a lot of left tackles.
And guess who's number one? That's Tunsil, baby.
All right. Do we have anything else to talk about? I put toughest division. I think it's the NFC West.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
That's the Rams, Niners, Seahawks, Cardinals, think, right?
Since we have that expanded playoffs, you can get four playoff teams.
What?
Yeah, it is possible. It is possible.
Is it?
Very.
Is there expanded playoffs?
Yeah, there's another team in the playoffs.
They can't get four teams.
They can get four teams.
No way.
It's possible, but it's really fucking hard. Bill Simmons was talking about it on his podcast.
There's no way, bro.
Yeah. That was like his, what's it called? Early season over-exaggeration.
Yeah.
That there's going to be four teams under the NFC West that make the playoffs. Which is all of them.
We'll see.
Oh, maybe we could do that. You want to do that right off the spot?
What?
Early season overreaction. Give me your best one.
Overreaction?
Overreaction. Like, oh, hey, this is going really good right now. Like Chicago. You could be like, Chicago's going to win the NFC Championship. Or Nick Foles is going to be in the MVP talk.
Stop.
What? I'm just helping you.
You're chopping my ideas off.
Give me some ideas.
All right. The Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know, bro.
What the fuck?
The Cardinals are going to win.
Come up with an overreaction, not the dumbest thing you've ever thought
of. The Cardinals are going to win 10 games.
Hey, that's fine with me.
Is that an overreaction?
They're a playoff team?
They're a playoff team.
That's not an overreaction.
Kyler Murray.
That actually sounds good to me.
Kyler Murray threw three picks this week.
That was rough.
That was not great. But the shit he does with his legs
crazy
is unique. Let's say that. It's up there with Lamar Jackson. It's up there with the best we've ever seen. That guy is very mobile, and they just have options falling out of their ears, bro. They got DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Kirk, Andy Isabella, Larry Fitzgerald. They got all these guys, Kenyon Drake, Chase Edmonds. They just got guys flying around the field. The Cardinals are going to win 10 games. There you go.
I like it. Good shit. You know what mine is?
Yeah.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah,
I've been
sure.
Thinking about it. So I did my 32 quarterbacks or whatever for my school thing.
Yeah.
And a guy I put like 28th is a guy that I want to move up.
Oh.
It's fucking Gardner.
Is low. Oh.
It's shit, fucking okay. Gardner. Jacksonville is going to make the playoffs this year with Gardner Minshew in a tanking season.
Oh,
and
God.
Gardner Minshew is going to throw over 30 touchdown passes.
Oh, my God.
Over 30. Gardner Minshew is a fucking... I don't understand. You have a 24-year-old quarterback. I don't give a fuck when he was drafted. That threw 20-plus touchdowns the year before and is currently better than Baker Mayfield. And guess what? You're going to keep running it back with Baker. You're going to keep running it back with Sam. You're going to keep running it back with all these quarterbacks. They get all these second chances, and they've been trying to get rid of Gardner Minshew since that motherfucker walked through the door. Why? I don't give a shit if he's a six-round pick. This guy knows how to win, and he's got that extra edge, and he's got a hella good mustache, and he's a great NFL player. It's fucked up.
You're scaring me.
The most underrated player in the league.
Well, if they get the number one pick, they're going to take Trevor Lawrence.
They ain't going to get the number one pick because they're going to be in the playoffs. And then they're going to be like, shit.
Okay.
We actually have to be good.
All right.
Because this sucks. We can't get Trevor Lawrence. Instead, we have a 25-year-old that throws 28 touchdown passes a year. That sucks. Well, we need to move on from this guy and tank. Like, you guys are stupid. I get it. Like, you want the whole... We need a guy. We need that guy. We need a Sam Darnold or a Baker. You know, these top guys. No. Sometimes when you get gifted a 6-round quarterback, sometimes you got to run with them. It worked one time in New England. I don't know if you know who that guy is, but yeah, that worked. So I don't understand why you're trying to. What was it? The whole talk they were trying to get fucking Phillip Rivers. They were thinking about running it back with Foles. Like, it's like, come on, start Gardner. Keep them.
Well, they are.
I know. And guess what? They're going to reap the fruits of their labor for that. How about
nice.
That?
Nice. I like
they're
that.
They're going to be squeezing the loins of the NFL.
Gardner stunk this week.
He did
I don't mean
stink.
To poop on your rant. But
it's okay. Guess what? This is the same rant I had about Josh Allen and stuff last season. Look at Josh Allen now. He's putting in the MVP talks.
He's been good. Very good.
He's a very talented quarterback. He still misses a shit ton of throws.
The team's very good.
Yeah. Especially since I'm telling you, picking up Stephon, best thing you could have did to that young kid.
All right, we're at 110. Do you want to do polls?
Polls, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And how long's your end rant thing, whatever you're doing?
Not long.
Okay, let's rip polls.
Okay. So we've had a lot of polls because we haven't done a podcast since before COVID. But this is one I put out today. 194 votes. Doc Rivers out as the coach of the Clippers. So my poll, of course, was should Doc have been fired? 194 votes. 55% said yes, he should be fired. 45% said no. So very close poll. And IBN Umar said, is that even a question? I don't know which side you're leaning to. I don't know what you mean, if like you mean that he should have got fired or not. So thank you for your clarification on your post. And thank you for your contributions to PSO, because we care a lot.
Shout out to amoney718.
Who's that? IBM. Oh, yeah, yeah, that is his. That's his. So why don't you give him some love on Twitter? You tell him, hey, thanks.
You go follow him.
Go follow him.
And ask what he means about his question.
And guess what?
Because I think it is a question.
He'll probably yell at you, just like he does us, every time we make a poll. But, so, what do you think? What do you think? Should Doc Rivers have been fired after the one season that they were supposed to have a super team?
It's tough to say.
It's very tough.
I feel like they had no chemistry built, which was kind of everyone's biggest fear this year.
You had a lot of guys pissed off, too, that they were doing the whole, what's it called, the fucking load management shit.
Yeah, and they did it all season, and then you get to the playoffs, so you can't just turn it on. Like it's like you're playing pickup at that point. And you could see they didn't have chemistry. When Paul George just stinks, like...
horrible.
And that doesn't just happen. Kawhi even stunk for the last couple games. Yeah. Like, it doesn't just happen.
That's what really happened was Kawhi was... I mean, that's the whole reason they got to that far in the playoffs, is because Kawhi was still, you know, doing good, and Paul George was struggling. And then they both were struggling. It was just like, okay, nobody gives a fuck on this team.
I'm interested to see what happens here, if they really go with Ty Lue. I don't know if that's the move. But
see, that's also my
thing. Might. Is Doc Rivers better than Ty Lue? I would say yes.
I'd take him 10 times out of 10 over Ty Lue.
Yeah, me too. But, you know.
Ty Lue should not be a coach in the NBA.
I don't run NBA
Ty Lue
teams.
Should not be a coach in any sport.
There's a reason I'm sitting here at this table with you.
He's a great assistant.
Yeah.
Great assistant. He's a
player's guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good guy to have on your staff. Not a good guy to base your whole fucking team around. Running plays.
NBA champion, Ty Lue.
That is, hey, can't take that away from him.
Can't
take
or that away LeBron. From
him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus. But, yeah, I think they need to – let me see who they hire first.
Yeah.
Let me see who they hire first. They get a better replacement. Maybe it'll be better.
But. Yeah.
Another question I have. Iguodala, as we said, going to his sixth straight NBA Finals. So I had a question, 230 votes. Is Iguodala a Hall of Famer? 65% said yes.
Wow.
Yes on Andre Iguodala for the NBA Hall of Fame. NBA Hall of Fame, maybe the biggest joke out of any major sports Hall of Fames. They got Yao Ming in there, and he played, what, three seasons?
Yeah.
But holy shit.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's overwhelming majority of people thinking. I mean, he finals MVP.
So you're saying no?
I'm saying hell no.
He probably makes
guess how
it,
many All Stars that Andre Iguodala has?
Two, three, none.
One. 2012. He's a 3-time NBA champion, as we know. Finals MVP in 2015. All defensive first team in 2014. All defensive second team in 2011. All rookie first team.
God, he can't make it, can he?
There's no fucking way.
It's the Finals MVP. If the Finals MVP isn't on his resume, nobody even talks about it.
Oh, without a doubt. That's it. But at the same time, you know, is Robert Horry, is he a Hall of Famer? No. He's got, what, 7 NBA championships, and he personally won like fucking 4 of them?
Can we just get a Hall of
Derek Fisher?
The Hall of Role Players or something?
Yeah, Derek Fisher. Be the first guy. First guy you bring in there. He had throw Chalmers in there.
Yeah. God.
What's his fucking name? Mozgov, give Mozgov a nod. Oh, Bogut, yeah, he might be a 50-50 NBA Hall of Famer, but Bogut, that's a guy you got to throw in there. Role player Hall of Fame, I'm all about it.
Yeah,
give it to me. But no, Iguodala's not a Hall of Famer, not even close.
He might make it though.
Oh my God, I don't think that. I think that's horrible.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, only QB in NFL history to throw four touchdown passes in each of his team's first three games. So my question was, will Wilson win an MVP this season? 624 votes, and 90% of you said yes.
Wow.
90%!
They're already that short, Chase. It's been 3 weeks.
Chase did some clout, obviously. I got a comment, who I think. I couldn't name someone who deserves it more. It was Russell Wilson, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson deserves it more than anybody. D-I-G-G-G-G-G-7. He's got 6 G's in his name and then a 7 after it. What a fuck. Why would you do that?
Stop. Don't slander. He's contributing.
I'm slandering his name.
Well, he made it.
Maybe he's got 7 G's. Hold on a second. G, G, G.
No, it's 6.
It's six. You could have had 7 G's and there could have been... Oh, my God.
Why does it matter?
But he said Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And got the shit wrecked out of him in the comments. He got memed. People saying L from J.A. Hayes. Ryan29262033 sent a meme of some little kid saying some racial slurs, but it was a funny meme. That was a horrible take. Your cousin, Mr. Funny Guy, said Alden Smith.
Yeah, Alden Smith.
And then Jaden Reed 23 said him and Josh Allen are going to be the candidates. And guess what? I love that.
I agree.
It's Josh Allen against Russ.
Except, you know, maybe not at the end of the year. But we'll see.
I don't think Josh is making it that far.
No, I don't either.
It's crazy what he's been doing, but no.
He'll blow a game or two here.
No. Okay. So this one, I have two polls about the Clippers. Just through this one. This was a long time ago, 6 days. Paul George reportedly met by eye rolls when asking teammates to remain committed to the Clippers. That's the headline from Hoop Central there.
Wait, what? Met by eye rolls?
Yeah, like people.
Was there a fly on the wall when he was?
I'm sure it was maybe like a media standing by watching as Paul George is trying to get his team excited for the next season.
That sounds goofy, but you know.
So my question was, will the Clippers stay together for next season? 73% said no. And when I mean the Clippers stay together, I mean like the core.
Yeah.
Which is Paul George, Kawhi, maybe Montrez, Lou.
Yep.
You know, the main guys. Doc's gone. Doc was the main guy to me.
Doc is gone.
WISMINSIU said most of the core will stay for one more season, but they'll start to fracture if they underperform again. And I think that's a very logical assessment there, Michael.
That's a great reply.
Thank you, Michael. Guess what? You're not like IBN douche nozzle that yells at us every fucking time. No, he comments under our podcast and says we need to do polls. He doesn't care about our podcast. That's what our fucking whole thing is. Did you see that?
No, I
didn't. Nick posted his little baseball, or you posted Nick's little baseball thing. He said, do more polls. We don't care about the podcast.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay. Undif Mar. UND, okay, you guys don't catch it. Said, yes, they're winning it all next year.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Sounds like me this
and
year.
And Packers John said, you must be playing 2K.
What about Yammy Boy, or Boy Yammy?
He didn't get any likes, so I didn't. Boy Yammy. He said, I'm pretty sure they can't bring back Morris because they are already over the cap and Morris doesn't have bird rights. The only way they can bring him back is if he signs with the MLE.
Oh, my God.
Which they should just use to find a better point guard anyways.
Should we bring this guy on?
Boy, Yammy.
He's throwing out bird rights and mid-level exceptions?
Mid-level exceptions?
This guy knows his stuff.
Holy shit. Are we going to start talking about the hard cap and luxury tax? Thank you, boy. Actually, if we would have done that, we probably would have went through the history of it, like all you guys tend to do in our comments section.
Yeah.
The history of reach-in files technically says... Like,
and then we'll end up on why Steve Nash stole MVPs from Shaq just somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's how it goes. Like, dude, I literally just made a post like, who's Kylie Jenner going to bang next from the NBA? And you guys fucking ran with it.
Reach-in files started in 1975 and it really came into fruition.
It's like, oh, man. Okay, last poll. So this is a football poll because I was getting real pumped because football's on now. Lamar Jackson's doing crazy things. Maybe they'll win the night. They might stay undefeated. We don't know. We don't know when Caleb's going to put out the podcast either. So
it's coming out tonight.
It'd be 50-50 on that. Lamar Jackson, it was a play of him doing some crazy shit on SportsCenter. So I said, who would you rather have for the next 5 years? I said, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson. 58% said Lamar, 34% said Russ, and 9% said Deshaun. Which every time I do a poll between Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson, people always comment, put Deshaun Jackson or Deshaun Watson on here. Put Deshaun Watson on here.
You found
him. Put Deshaun Watson. Guess what? I put Deshaun Watson on here, and he was 9% of the poll.
8 points. You were talking to the 8%, dude. You pleased them. Good job.
They suck. They didn't do anything. That's who they
are. That's who they are.
This is the same people. This is definitely the same people that whenever I made a post about sports coming back and I threw out the four major sports, they got pissed that I didn't put the American Women Legion Soccer fucking league or whatever the hell it was. And then I made a specific poll for it and 95% said they didn't give a shit about it. That's what happens. And then I made, and then also
Twitter.
All our friends on here that actually care about our polls are like, why the fuck are you making a poll about this? I was like, because I thought we had a fan base because 30 comments were about it. But, okay. Caleb obviously said, yeah, you're picking Russ. I'm picking Russ.
It's kind of 57% over 33%.
I know.
I'm going to be honest. It's really not close for me.
No.
I'm going to be honest.
I'm taking Russell 10 times out of 10.
I think 1A. Is Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar hasn't done anything.
1B is Russ Wilson. And you could switch around if you want.
Ooh. Damn. Notre Dame just had 18 new positive tested.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, for Corona. So, Champions of Europe. He has a longer name, but I'm not going to read it. He said, I mean, there's really not a wrong answer here. All three can win you games and a Super Bowl. Only difference for me is that I'm rolling with my QB. Respect all three, but go Lamar. Which, at least he threw in and he he's a little biased. That's his boy.
Yeah.
You know, so I like Lamar, too. If we're picking who I like more, I like Lamar. You know, I'd much rather Lamar be the most successful out of the three. But, man, you can't go against Russell Wilson, can you?
I agree. I'm a Russell
Wilson
guy. That's
the only guy out here on this poll that has success.
Yeah, he's won a Super Bowl. And he's been to another.
But yeah.
And he, you know.
And people are also, hey, these look, I got people in the comments. Why didn't you throw Josh Allen in there? Because I'm going to throw Josh Allen in there, and he's going to get 2% of the vote, and you motherfuckers are going to yell at me.
You should have put Mitch Trubisky
in there. I did best passer out of the top four, or top five, I don't know, top four fucking NBA passing playoff leaders or some shit, and Steve Nash is on there, and they're like, why the fuck's Steve Nash in this poll? I'm like, well, it's the top four statistically, which is in front of your fucking face.
You don't have to be mad at the Twitter trolls.
Oh my God, they piss me off. Or like, oh man, the power rankings. Power rankings is always funny. I do, it's plain as day up
top
there.
Top four. And then somebody's like, where's somebody, number five?
Oh yeah, you're sleeping. Oh yeah, that's what happened. Somebody's like, you're sleeping on the White Sox. I'm like, yeah, the White Sox are number five. So they're like, yeah, you're still sleeping on them. I'm like, I just said the poll was the top five or top four of the power ranking. And then he continued to send little like fucking the emojis with the glasses on, like, yeah, keep sleeping on us, like, fucking acting like he's cool and shit. It's like,
you gotta have like 30 options for that. You just put every team.
Yeah, every team.
I'm not sleeping on any. You're sleeping on double A Springfield Cardinals, Chase. Yeah. They're not on the poll.
What the hell? I thought the fucking Birmingham Sand Devils were gonna fucking win. You're sleeping on them. You're right. Sleeping on the fucking triple league softball. Good Lord.
You're sleeping on the big dog sand volleyball team.
My cousin, he plays high school sports. Why didn't you put that you were excited for high school sports to come back? Jesus Christ, shut up.
All right. You have a little production to put on for us? Is that what I heard?
Production. Okay, so if you guys want an update on Chase's match history,
yes,
I've matched with a lot of women.
Let's go.
And they've gone nowhere.
Okay.
So there's really not much to talk about, but I do want to share a funny little altercation, I guess I had.
Altercation?
Not altercation.
Interaction?
Interaction. That's what I meant.
Altercation means you fought.
I beat the fuck out of this.
Oh my God, dude. What is wrong with you?
So, do you know the difference between the Netherlands flag and the France flag?
What? No.
Do you know the difference between the Netherlands flag and the France flag?
No.
And guess what? The big dog doesn't either. And somebody put a little fucking flag, like, I went from here to here. And it was a flag that I thought was the France flag. France to Germany. And I was like, dude, I've always wanted to go to France and Germany. And she's like, that's the Netherlands flag. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, damn. Well, I've always wanted to go to the Netherlands, too. And she was like, she didn't reply. That was it. It killed me. It killed my fucking conversation right off the bat. So I'm going to show you a flag here, and I want you to say which flag you think it is. You got a 50-50 shot.
Okay. This is fun.
It's very quiet right now.
She couldn't. She shamed you for not knowing the difference between.
Oh, yeah.
Where is she from? Here?
Yeah, she's from here.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's the Netherlands.
You can read the bottom of it.
Yes, correct.
God damn it. Let me look up the France flag.
It says flag of Netherlands.
I don't fucking know. I'm the one that got this wrong. Oh, it's like this.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Horizontal versus vertical.
Girl with big knocks, I'm really sorry that I got that wrong.
Jesus.
I was really pumped about that girl, too. I was she's fucking hot. But yeah, every single one of them, though, they haven't worked. There's been at least like six new matches.
You know what all I can say is? Keep swiping, big dog.
Oh, and guess what?
Know your flags. Study up. Take the flag quiz. I could send you one. I'm sure there's one on like Quizzle or something. Quizlet.
God.
All that stuff.
No, next time I'm just looking up shit. What I've learned from dating apps is the number one thing that you need to do to get in a successful relationship is lie. You just got to lie your ass off. Sell or get your stock to go really high so then you can sell it.
Jesus Christ. Right,
that's my final thought.
Okay, I guess we're done.
You don't have one?
I mean, not really. I had kind of a serious one.
Oh. You can shoot it if you want. What's
yeah, but I don't want to piggyback off your...
Caleb's got...
I just wanted to say Skip Bayless sucks for, like, shaming Dak Prescott for talking about how he's depressed.
Oh, yeah. That was fucked up.
Like,
Skip sucks.
Shut the fuck up.
Skip sucks.
Like, I understand what you're trying to do. Everybody knows what you're trying to do at this point. It's a production.
Yeah.
I get it. You're trying to say shit that people interact with, but just leave that shit alone. Like, we don't have to mess with people's mental health.
Not your field of play in there, big dog.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? You, like, don't say shit like that about other people. You can say they suck at their sport. You can say they're great at their sport. Oh, my God, Luke just threw the camera on the ground.
Jesus, he's not even getting your final thought.
Skip Bayless sucks. That's all I want to say. Shut the hell up.
Yeah. I agree.
See, now we're all down. We could have just ended on the goddamn big dog talking about
my
Knox.
Big Knox joke at the end. Damn.
Yes,
that would have been. It's all right.
All right, we're out of here.
Hopefully, we can do more of these.
We will. We will. It's just, you know.
I'm still gonna be running solo pods too. Caleb ain't gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it. We need content.
Listen, it's harder for me to talk to myself than it is for you to talk to yourself.
And guess what? I just turn on the record button. I'm already doing that anyways in my basement by myself. It's fucking talking to myself about sports. What do you think about that, big dog? That's fucking genius, big dog. I didn't even think about that.
We're going to keep the content flowing. We got some stuff. We'll hit you with some clips. Listen to the pod. Watch the Twitch channel. We're going to play Among Us soon. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Chase is going to play. Luke, I think, is going to play.
I will definitely be under the influence.
We'll have a group. Oh, absolutely.
You have to be.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm going to show you guys my acting skills.
There will be some women.
I'm going to lie my ass off.
There will be some women involved.
Ooh, yeah. We got some baddies coming on the fucking show.
Stop.
Some baddies. Stop. We'll drop the Instas. Stop. We got some Instagram influencers coming on.
No, we don't.
They influence somebody.
Just like you influence people with your polls.
They influence me pretty good when they do those bikini pics.
We're going to get out of here.
What the fuck?
All right. Spread the word.
Spread it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.